It's 11 trivia questions on songs about food written by my brother Scott Buds and quizzed on for my brother Tom Buds. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia podcasts, this is the only one that comes out every single day, as far as I know, worldwide. So thanks for checking out the show and hit subscribe on your device so you never miss an episode every single day. There's like 600 episodes to check out, so go back and scroll through the feed until you find something like Back to the Future and click on that. Give it a listen, play along. You could write down the answers. You could yell them out. You could play them for your friends on your lunch break. Whatever you want to do to consume this show, it's up to you. And that's the fun of it for me. So thanks for listening, and thanks for telling a friend about it. Today's episode is about songs about food, and it was written by my brother Scott Buds in Orlando, Florida, for use at my live trivia nights last week in Southern California. And my brother Tom Buds was visiting here this weekend, and I said, hey, I'm going to quiz you on this one that Scott wrote. Let's do it. And he said, all right, let's see how many I can get. He did pretty well, so let's see if you can do as well as he did on this quiz with 11 questions coming up in just a second. I was looking through a book of trivia I have on games to keep your mind young, and me and Tom were kind of going over that, and one of the quizzes on this page was called Foreign Cities. So it asks you to come up with the name of a city for every letter of the alphabet that is not in the U.S. So you go A, B, C, all the way down to Z, and you're going to try and come up with a city that is not in the United States. So that's a nice little extra quiz you can kind of do yourself. Just write them down. You could time yourself if you want. In this book, it says this is supposed to help with long-term memory, working memory, executive functioning, and processing speed. Oh, it does give you a time. You're supposed to do this in 2 minutes. Holy cow. I couldn't do that in 2 minutes. Tom, you're holding the book open. How many did you get? Did you get a couple off the top?
I got A, B, and C and got very stuck on D.
What were the ABCs?
Amsterdam, Barcelona, and Casablanca.
There you go. There's three to kick you off right. But try and do that. Try and do as many as you can in 2 minutes. Just write them down or blurt them out, however you want to do it. Put the timer on your phone and have fun with that extra little quiz in this intro. We're going to jump right into this quiz with me and Tom Buds, my older bro, visiting from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I do trivia down in Chattanooga once or twice a year. We do a big event at a place called the Southside Social. We don't have one planned for the fall here. But if you want to see me down there again, just keep checking my website or send me an email. You can email ryanbuds@gmail.com, or you can check out the website anytime at triviawithbuds.com. For the next time, I'll be in Chattanooga. Enjoy these 11 questions with my brother on Songs About Food right now. Here we go. Sitting here in a very messy bedroom that I call my own with my older brother, Tom Buds. How we doing, Tom?
Super. Good morning.
Man, you've been here for like 4 days. You came to visit from Tennessee, Chattanooga area, and we did a lot of touristy stuff. We had some fun. What was your highlight of the trip so far visiting the West Coast?
I think just going to different pockets that you hear about and never experience. Yesterday was cool. Santa Monica Pier, Venice Beach, going to Clooney's Smokehouse. That was cool. Stepping in there for a drink. Sightseeing was the most fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of good times. We stopped by a lot of breweries that I do trivia at. We had some beers. And do you have a favorite beer you had on this trip?
That 805 American Blonde out here is pretty good.
That's good stuff for sure. We are going to do some quick trivia on songs about food. How do you feel about that?
Full.
You just already woke up. Full. He's already full. And we'll just do a quick one here. I'm about to drive you to the airport to go back home in just a few, but I said, let's try and sneak in a quick podcast. So here we go. This is Songs About Food. There's 11 questions. How many do you think you'll get right?
Seven.
Seven out of 11. That's what most people say. Here's question number one. What band mentioned a Vegemite sandwich in a hit song called Down Under in 1980?
Men at Work.
Men at Work. How do you know that?
I was alive in 1980.
That'll do.
I was on the radio a lot. Summertime.
There you go. All right, question number two. You're one out of 11. Here's number two. Prince describes someone working part-time at a five-and-dime store who's visited by a strikingly attractive stranger in what song from 1985, the year of my birth?
It was Raspberry Beret.
Raspberry Beret is correct. Nice job. Question number three. Who sang the hit song Tutti Frutti from 1957?
Oh, hell. Tutti Frutti. Certainly wasn't alive in 57. Tutti Frutti.
Are you sure? You look a little old.
Really old looking. But 5 years ago, pictures weren't so bad. Lately, eyes are a little sunken. Was it Chuck Berry?
It was not Chuck Berry. The answer was Little Richard.
The same thing, isn't it?
Same thing. They both had the same kind of songs around the same time. And Chubby Checker. Like all those. Yeah. They could all have been in a game.
You blend them together. Right? Real easy.
Very good. Here's number four. The band DNCE. Oh, you're not going to get this at all. The band DNCE. That's the word dance without the A in it. Fronted by a Jonas brother. Released what song about a sweet treat near the water?
If you get this one, I'll be really impressed.
A sweet treat near the water. Is this only a couple of years ago?
Yeah, like 4 years ago, maybe.
Ooh, this is that, it's the Sex on the Beach song thing, isn't it?
Kinda, yeah. It's like the same amount of syllables.
Cake on the ocean.
Cake by the ocean, but you got it. You got. Why did you know it was about sex?
They were playing it on the radio, and somebody I heard on the radio talking about it. And they said, you know, that's a play on Sex on the Beach. And I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about in terms of that song. But it was catchy as hell, and I could tell kids liked it.
Yeah.
I asked a trivia recently at a younger trivia crowd night. I said, what is the meaning behind that? And they said the same thing, and I go, no. I'm like, that's just a stupid title. And they're like, no, that's what it means. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Cake by the Ocean. Number five.
I want to just point out, I think I'm 4 for 4.
No, you missed Chuck Berry. You missed Little Richard.
That's true.
Number five, I like mine with lettuce and tomato Heinz 57 and French fried potatoes is a lyric from what Jimmy Buffett song?
Oh, hell. That's, it's not that parrot song. Oh, it's the cheeseburger in Paradise.
That's the one. You're not a Jimmy Buffett fan.
No, I get it. It looks like fun. I'm sure there's fun to just go out there in a crowd and hang out. It's not for me. But it's for a lot of people.
Do you think there's people that bring cheeseburgers to the concert and like eat them when that song's playing?
No, that's not going to last. Not in the cooler, not in the heat of the summer. It's not a good idea, let's say that.
We should go. We should do it before he's gone. Number six, what is the title of System of a Down's hit song that may leave you wanting takeout leftovers?
All right. I don't like anything to do with this band. They got like three songs that people liked. I liked none of them, but I do know that song is called Chop Suey.
Well done. A dish mom used to make a very Americanized version of for us growing up.
Yeah.
It was basically like steak cubes. A little bit of rice and some green peppers. Exactly. And she's like, chop suey. Yeah. And we're like, all right.
Good enough. Douse it with soy sauce.
Yeah. These questions all written by our other brother, Scott Buds, by the way. So if you hate any of them, you got to punch him in the stomach.
Yeah. Wait till I see him.
Number seven.
Son of a bitch.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Our lyrics to American Pie by which singer? Was it Don Henley, Don McLean, or Cat Stevens?
It was Don McLean, and what was that? It's the longest song, longest pop song ever, or something like that.
Is it really?
Something like it's got some weird record. Like it's the longest, or Hey Jude. I think Hey Jude's really long too, but Don McLean.
It is Don McLean, number seven. Nice job. Number eight, what on-screen actor sings the song Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
On-screen actor? Mm-hmm. It's the actor that played Willy Wonka. That would be Mr. Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder, RIP. Great actor, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Underappreciated, probably.
What's a movie that you think people probably haven't seen him in that they should go watch right now?
He did like three movies with Richard Pryor that were hilarious. Stir Crazy was probably the funniest.
What's the one where one of them is deaf and one of them's blind?
Oh, Hear No Evil, See No Evil.
So, are they both really deaf and blind in that movie?
I think they portray it that way. Yeah.
Interesting. Number nine, Fat by Weird Al Yankovic was a parody of what other hit song?
Fat, because I'm fat. I could see the video. Oh yeah, he was trying to be Michael Jackson. So now, what is the Michael Jackson song? They're in a subway. Late 80s, I think. Fat, three letters. Bad, three letters.
It is bad. Nice job. Bad and fat. I saw Weird Al in eighth grade. My friend Steve Nelson's. Yeah. My friend Steve Nelson's parents took me, Steve, and our friend Rob, at the Crown Plaza in Indiana.
One question for you: is that the only time you saw him?
It is, but if I
like 6 months ago,
no. If I had the chance, I'd see him every time I could. it was such a fun show. Number 10, there's a memorial in Central Park in New York dedicated to John Lennon. Which Beatles song title did it get its name from? Number 10.
Wow. Beatles song title?
Park and in New York, yes.
I don't know. The only one I can think is Let It Be, but probably wrong.
Song's about food. No food in there. Right.
Strawberry Fields is the only one I think.
Strawberry Fields Forever. You got it. Number 10.
I don't really get it then, because you had to give me the hint.
Well, you should have gave yourself the hint with what we're doing.
Yeah, I forgot about the category.
So you've only missed one. Let's see if you can get this last one. I think you're going to get it. For 2 points, the Rolling Stones and Def Leppard both had songs with sugar in the title. Name those two songs.
Brown Sugar was the Rolling Stones.
That's right.
And Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
Very good. That's a great strip club song, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it's had its day.
Very good. Those are your questions. You only missed one. It was Tutti Frutti. So you better listen to Tutti Frutti. On the plane ride home, the nonstop. You'll never forget. Yeah. Very good. Tom, anything you want to mention about this trip before you take off, literally on a flight?
Yeah, it's great being out here. People that live here get to see the sun quite a bit. 75 sunny every day. Lots to do. Mountains, beaches, 31 music venues. Yeah, lots to do. Really cool.
Awesome, dude. Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for having me.
There it was. Songs About Food, almost nailed to completion by Tom. He got, 11 out of 12 points there. So if you did better, if you got 12 out of 12, let me know. Love seeing your scores, your scorecards, how you did. Send me an email or a picture anytime at ryanbuds@gmail.com or just find me on social media. Ryan Buds on just about everything. It's now time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, fmdesignsinc.com for your next big design, your next big custom project, your embroidered jacket, your t-shirt, your hat. They do it all. That's Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, the home of Bill and Ted, fmdesignsinc.com. In what movie series does Chris Klein play a character named Oz? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Barry, for the name of Rachel's fiance on the pilot of Friends. Your trivia team name of the day is Chubbiest Checker. You can use that next time you play trivia. Chubbiest Checker. And if you love trivia, check out skillyworld.com. That's a brand new trivia app where you can win real money. Go to Skilly, S-K-I-L-L-I, world.com and play your first game for free. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.